Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this day after Christmas. For many retailers, today is crazy as millions of people will return unwanted or broken Christmas gifts. For others, today is Taking Down Christmas Decorations Day, and used and discarded Christmas trees will start piling up on street curbs across the land. Amazingly, you will rarely hear any Christmas music today. Many people are saying, Christmas is over. It's time to move on to the next big event, New Year's Eve. So what will today be for you, my friends? And what do you suppose this day after was like in Bethlehem that first Christmas? The Bible has four main events which continue the grand narrative story of Joseph, Mary, and little Jesus after his birth. Do you know what they are and when they occurred? Chronologically, the first next event occurred 40 days after that special birth night, and it is recorded for us in Luke chapter 2. Joseph took Mary and infant Jesus to Jerusalem, to the grand temple of God, for the purpose of consecrating infant Jesus to God and thanking God for Mary's miracle firstborn son. The very special eighth day after birth circumcision and naming of infant Jesus is not recorded in the Gospels. Leviticus chapter 12 gave the Israelites the instructions for where, when, and why their infant firstborn boys were to be presented before God that 40th day after his birth. What is unique about this event is who we meet in the temple courts that day and what that special man of God, Simeon, said over Mary and Jesus as he consecrated this special infant boy to God and warned Mary of what she would be experiencing as his mother in years to come. Luke chapter 2, verse 26 says, It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. This encounter is the second of several public declarations of the unique, significant identity of infant Jesus. He was declared by the Holy Spirit to be the God-promised Messiah for the people of Israel and the God-sent Savior for the world. Do you remember who gave the first announcement? Yes, the angels appearing to the shepherds. The angels had said, Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. So I urge you to take time to read Luke's account of this Simeon, Anna, Joseph, Mary, and infant Jesus, very powerful encounter in the temple that day, and understand what it meant for our world then and what it means for us today. The second next significant event after the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, recorded in the Bible, is found in Matthew's account, chapter 2, and it was the visit of magi from a distant eastern land. These learned men concluded from their study and a cosmic display they called a bright star, that a new king of the people of Israel had been born. They were determined to pay homage to this new king by traveling to Israel, searching for him. Contrary to popular opinion, the number of wise men is not specified in God's grand narrative story, nor the duration of their travels, nor when they left their home, nor even exactly when they arrived in Jerusalem. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12 describes their visit and inquiry of King Herod in Jerusalem, and then their subsequent journey to Bethlehem, where they met little Jesus and presented their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As you read Matthew's story, you'll notice King Herod was stunned by the news that these magi were convinced a new king of the Jews had been born. He was oblivious to that news, frightened by it, and determined to take quick action in defense of his throne. You'll also notice Herod's Jewish advisors knew exactly where the Messiah would be born from their study of the Old Testament scriptures, and so the Magi were sent on their way to Bethlehem. You'll also notice these Magi were warned by God to return home by a different route, and tomorrow we'll take a look at why. May I point out one other thing that you might miss in this story, but it is very significant. Matthew records that on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. The fact that the Magi found Mary and little Jesus in a house is understood by most Bible scholars to suggest Joseph had stayed in Bethlehem with his little family, seeking to start a new life there with them. The fact that Joseph is not mentioned as being home at the time of the visit suggests Joseph had found work, probably in his profession as a carpenter. Carpentry was a valued skill then. Everyone needed tables, chairs, bed frames, cabinets, doors, and windows, and there was no Lowe's or Home Depot. Each of those would be individually custom-made. Unknown in Bethlehem, Joseph may well have quickly found plenty of work, whereas back in Nazareth, the unbelievable story Joseph and Mary told about Mary's pregnancy with Jesus and the identity of her baby, well, it was so preposterous, it's safe for us to assume Joseph and Mary simply didn't bother trying to explain the truth about Jesus being God-conceived and the Son of God. A new life in Bethlehem would be far easier. But Simeon had warned Joseph and Mary that providing a home for Jesus would be heartbreaking and continually difficult in our world, which then and now has been so resistant to God involving himself in our human affairs. So we need to pause right here on this day after Christmas to ask ourselves, how are we inviting Jesus into our lives, our world, and what difference is Jesus making this Christmas? Or are we part of the global resistance to Jesus, even at Christmas?